And there, in general, we don't have like very big series, but looking at the studies, the Heracles study, but also the other studies, we see around 30% of patients having an objective response. So one out of three, which is not spectacular, but which is good. And I have a couple of these patients also with long-lasting responses, lasting for more than 10 months now, with the combination of trastuzumab, lapatinib. That's what we do. There is no trial open in my center, but we can get the drugs in a so-called compassionate use program available, trastuzumab plus lapatinib. And I have a couple of patients under treatment now for more than 10 months who were progressive on different treatments, FOLFOX, bevacizumab, FOLFIRI, cetuximab, and then we found that they were HER2 positive. We usually implement this strategy of HER2-targeted agents only after they're progressive on the classic standard treatments. But I do that before we implement in these patients regorafenib or trifluridine tipiracil, so that's 102. At that moment, clearly, if the information is not available, I want to know the information on HER2, and HER2 amplification is easy. You can just order that test. I want to know that because if the patients, and the couple of examples that I gave you are patients who are not yet on regorafenib and TAS-102, before they go on these drugs, if they are HER2 amplified, we put them on trastuzumab, lapatinib.
What do we know about chemotherapy with anti-HER therapy in colorectal cancer?
We don't know so much. I don't know so much about chemotherapy in combination with anti-HER2 targeted agents. In gastric cancer, of course, we have done the studies with 5-FU or capecitabine, cisplatin, plus trastuzumab. In this group of patients, we don't know because these patients were failing fluoropyrimidines, oxaliplatin, and irinotecan. The pivotal initial small study, the Heracles study, was in patients failing classic chemotherapy. Personally, I would not do that at trial. Let's say in early lines, HER2-positive patients, treat them with chemo or chemo combination with bevacizumab plus an HER2-targeted treatment. I would not do that. I would keep it in the clean, pure situation today.
How about meeting halfway in between with T-DM1?
No experience with T-DM1, to my knowledge, no data with T-DM1 from larger studies. T-DM1 did not show any benefit in gastric or HER2 amplified or positive gastric cancer. In colorectal cancer, we don't have positive data. I don't know exactly what, because in gastric cancer, one of the reasons why T-DM1 was negative is that really the heterogeneous aspect of HER2 positivity in gastric cancer, which may be less an issue in colorectal cancer, but we don't have large series that have been looking into that, to my knowledge.